Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain. Welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 58. Today, we're going to be continuing our discussion on guardianships in Ohio. Last week, we looked at some very basic information about guardianships of the person, guardianships of the estate, guardianships of the person and estate. Today, we want to look at the differences or the circumstances that will cause the need for a guardianship. And that could be because the ward is a minor or because the ward is an adult. Both might need a guardian in different circumstances. So the first thing that comes up, if you have a minor who has no parents who can take care of them, in that situation, they will certainly need a guardian of the person. If you're a parent and you have young children, you either have done a will or you need to do a will that appoints the people who would be the guardian of your child or children in the event that something should happen to you. That's what we're talking about here. This is that guardian, the person that the court would appoint to take care of your child. If they're receiving an inheritance as well, we need a guardian of the person and the estate. So if you have a child who has parents who can't take care of them, they definitely need a guardianship set up for them. Now, sometimes we see circumstances. I've actually worked on a couple of these in the past. I have one right now, where a child has a living parent, but they still need a guardian. Now, this would not be a guardian of the person because the parent is taking care of the child. The parent who is still living is their natural guardian. The court doesn't need to appoint them, but they are receiving an inheritance. Either we had one where a parent had died and left money to the child directly. We needed to establish a guardianship of the estate. I'm working on one now where a grandparent died and left money to the minor child. So we're having to set up a guardianship of the estate for that child. So a couple of different reasons why you would need a guardianship for a minor child. One of the things to know and remember about guardianships for minors is they end when the child reaches the age of majority, which in Ohio is the age of 18. The whole purpose of having a guardianship is because the person is legally incompetent. They're not capable of managing their property and financial affairs or themselves. Now, under the law, that's age 18 and under. Once a person turns 18, that incompetence is removed. They're now an adult. They can handle things on their own. The guardianship terminates at that point. The other type of guardianship we want to talk about is a guardianship of an adult. Now, again, guardianships are needed if somebody is not competent to take care of themselves or their property. If you have an adult in that situation, that guardianship will last for as long as their incompetence lasts. You know, it could be that they are not capable of managing their property and financial affairs or themselves for a period of time, but then they regain competence. The guardianship would terminate at that point. Now, as with a child, when you have an adult ward and a guardianship is established for them, that could be just the guardianship of the person because they don't have a property that needs to be managed by a guardian. Or it could be the guardian of the person and estate if they're not capable of managing themselves and they also have property that needs to be managed. So a lot of different ways that can come through, depending on whether the ward or is a minor or an adult, whether they have property or not, whether they have living parents or not. So as we look at the particular circumstances in any case, we need to kind of determine what is needed, and then we work through getting that accomplished. I hope that's helpful for you today as we continue our discussion on guardianships. If you have questions about a guardianship that you're involved in Or if you want to plan your estate to make sure guardianship is going to be avoided, then you can reach out to us. If you're in Ohio or in Michigan, we can help you with that. So again, I hope this is helpful for you today, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.